says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is your country folk surviving out here in North Dakota on July 7th, 2020. Thank you for joining us, especially all you folks from TalkStream Live. Thank you for boosting our ratings and putting us up there in some of the top, the upper rarefied stratosphere of TalkStream Live. That's really, it's really something to be circulating there with giants like Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Sean Hannity. My goodness. And always, we're always, you TalkStream Livers are always putting this show above that of my old high school classmate, Michael Medved. Oh, my goodness. Small world. I never thought it would come to this. Michael is a he's an illustrious neocon, and so on. We'll talk about him some other time, the time he and I spent in school together. On the debate team and the quiz team and being basically the, I would say, the two brainiacs at Palisades High School. Let's see here. Well, this, the Trump phenomenon, which is what we'll be talking about today. We won't be talking about sort of things that neocons concern themselves with, like open borders. Oh, Mike, where's your brain? Open borders. Oh, my goodness. You and Mitt Romney. Well, another good 24 hours in the Trump era. Donald Trump did something really important today, really important. He made it very, very clear, very adamant. We will open our schools, all of our schools, at the end of this summer. Very, very important. He drew a line in the sand there. All the demon rats and Biden people, you stay over on the other side of that line. Yeah, you want to keep the schools closed. You want social distancing. You want, please wear your masks. I mean, just sew them right to your ears. Wear them all the time. Sleep with the masks. By the way, I read an interesting thing on speaking of masks, which I despise. I can't stand the masks. There's no health benefit whatsoever in the masks. In fact, far from there being any health benefit, the masks are tools of social conditioning. They are tools of social subordination, of your submission. That's the word I was looking for. They're the masks of submission. Obey and submit. When you put your mask on, you're doing both. I read a thing today. In fact, do I have it here with me? Let's see. No, I have it downstairs. A little blur about the atmosphere. The atmosphere is 21% oxygen. We need that oxygen, of course, to survive. So the air that you're breathing, I trust. I have faith in you, my children, that no one listening to the sound of my voice is wearing a mask. Please. So you're breathing 21% oxygen right now. Because you don't have a damn mask on. Now, when you put the mask on, how much oxygen are you breathing? Is this a question that maybe a scientific mind, like that deep, deep scientist, Dr. Anthony Fauci Stein, wouldn't that be a question that would interest a scientist? What kind of oxygen are you getting when you put the damn mask on? Well, has Dr. Fauci conducted any kind of study? You know, it's pretty easy. Just put a mask on and stick a gas detection device, slip it under the corner of the mask, and you can find out how much oxygen you're getting there living inside of your mask. Now, here's the interesting thing I read on just a handout on the atmosphere, just a kid's, you know, educational thing. We require to not pass out. We require 17% oxygen content in the air. Guess what the oxygen content is inside of a Fauci mask? 17%. Well, why would that be? Well, think about it. When you inhale, you're inhaling that fresh, wonderful 21% oxygenated air. When you exhale, of course, you're consuming some air. Some of that oxygen was taken up by your red blood cells and conveyed to every cell in your body. Every single cell in your body needs oxygen all the time. Cells don't like to hold their breath. So you don't breathe out 21% oxygen. You breathe out a reduced amount of oxygen. Then you breathe again and again and again inside of your damn mask. And if you're working an 8-hour shift, as some of you are, with a damn mask on, you're down at 17% inside that mask. You're ready to pass out. You feel funny? You feel a little woozy? You feel weak after 8 hours of wearing your mask? Well, no wonder, Jack. It's a toxic thing to do. You're suffocating yourself. You're breathing out copious carbon dioxide, which you don't need, and you're consuming all of your oxygen. It's the most dumbass thing imaginable. And we're all doing this up here in North Dakota. I still can't believe it. I still see people in their SUVs. I don't mean to be hard on the ladies, but usually women who have their mask on. This is an act of submission. Submission. The other thing you could, the other indictment you could make is it's all perhaps virtue signaling. As I drive down the street, sitting up tall and proud in my expensive SUV. Look at my mask. I even got an embroidered mask, or I've got a stylish mask. But I'm driving down the street in my mask. I'm better than you. So call it submission, call it virtue signaling, or call it virtuous submission signaling. How do you like that? Well, Donald Trump said we're opening up the schools. I hope he will say very soon, we're going to rip off the damn mask. Now, there are reasons he can't do that right now that make a lot of sense. But he's showing it. He won't wear a mask. Thank you, Mr. President. Please keep it up. I don't care if he put on a mask for 10 seconds just as a joke for somebody. Keep breathing, Mr. President. We need you to have 21% oxygen going into those powerful lungs of yours. We don't need a president on 17% oxygen. That's what we have with Joe Biden, of course, and Chris Cuomo. We have people who you really can't tell the difference when they're oxygen deprived. Their brain function is that low. Okay, let's do this. So very nicely done there, Mr. President, on telling us that the schools are going to stay open. Looking at the president's Twitter account, 82.9 million followers right now. So tomorrow, let's hope we see that the odometer turn over to 83 million. And the here's a tweet from the president today. It's 4 minutes long, so I can't play the whole thing. But it's a segment from the Tucker Carlson show. He tweeted it 9 hours ago, so this must be from the Carlson show yesterday. And he has another even longer tweet from Tucker. All right, so we'll get to that. We'll take a look at that. The president retweets this, Students for Trump. Now, this event was the Charlie Kirk event. Students for Trump, I think this is the Kirk event. Which event is this? But there is a absolutely packed, I think it's a mega church, thousands of people, cheek to jowl. Nobody's wearing a mask. Thank you. All these young people, these are college and high school kids. No masks at all. So many red Make America Great Again hats that it looks like a sea of red poppies. The president retweets that. Students for Trump. Okay, here's here we go. Remember we talked yesterday about hydroxychloroquine? And here's what the president tweets on the subject today. The highly respected Henry Ford Health System, and you gotta love Henry Ford. The more you know about Henry Ford, the more you love him. What a great American. He certainly belongs in the president's new Garden of Heroes. Oh, Henry Ford better appear there in the Garden of Heroes. The highly respected Henry Ford, he at one point, you know, another, his good friend, Charles Lindbergh, also ought to appear. The two men vied for being the most popular man on earth during the 1930s. He had two choices for the most admired man in the world, either Henry Ford or Charles Lindbergh. And the two were fast friends who both used the motto, America First. And that's where Donald Trump got that motto, America First. He got it from Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh. The highly respected Henry Ford Health System, our president writes, just reported based on a large sampling. Remember yesterday? Let me see if I remember the number. Was it 2,519 patients? Something like that. Around 2,600 patients. That hydroxychloroquine cut the death rate in certain sick patients very significantly. Cut it in more than half. And it was in all of those patients, 2,600. Not just in certain patients, all of them. The Democrats disparaged the study for political reasons. And then in parentheses with an exclamation mark, me. Yes, Donald Trump is their political reason for just about everything they do. And he says, disgraceful. And then the president admonishes, act now. And he addresses that, act now, to the FDA. That's an agency working under his tutelage and supervision. So he's telling the people at his agency, the Federal Food and Drug Administration, act now, meaning let's get a federal recommendation out there to use hydroxychloroquine to save lives. And I loved that interview yesterday. Was it Hatfield? Dr. John Hatfield, researcher. I don't think he's a medical doctor. A researcher. He was asked, did the media campaign to badmouth hydroxychloroquine cost lives? And he said, yes. Yes, it did. It killed people. So I love that. Neil Cavuto, take that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, fat face. And the... Cavuto, I was watching Cavuto today. I don't know. I mean, this is, you know, watching Cavuto is really self-abuse. I got to stop it. Cavuto, from the first sentence he spoke, he's on for too long, several hours. I don't know what it is. It looks like he replaced Shepard Smith, who is also disgusting. I don't know. Cavuto is doing a good job of being as disgusting as Shepard Smith. Cavuto, every single segment, every single paragraph of material from Cavuto was anti-Trump. And it was all of it was a nasty kind of backbiting, stab in the ribs type nastiness toward Trump. Always with a smile and that little waggle of his flabby head that he uses. It's pathetic. I mean, not a single nice thing to say about the greatest president in American history. Oh, and Neil Cavuto has been beside himself in his effort to badmouth hydroxychloroquine. He knows nothing about it. He's not a doctor. He knows nothing about it. Donald Trump doesn't pretend to be a doctor. He simply cites authoritative studies that prove hydroxychloroquine is efficacious in helping people with coronavirus. All righty, let's go to Andy in Texas. Andy, do you have your mask on there? Governor Abbott wants you to wear a mask. Are you wearing your mask? We'll get to Andy right after this break. Andy, hey, keep your mask on. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over?
That's the question, folks.
No kind of chance.
Let's see if Andy is still with us. Andy, are you there? Come in, Andy. We may not have Andy there. Well, see, that's the thing about the mask. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what happens. See, you wear that mask long enough, you pass out. You know, Andy, folks, we need 17% oxygen in order to just stay conscious. And people have done the experiment of measuring the oxygen concentration inside of one of these masks. And you wear a mask. You wear a mask for 8 hours. The thing gets soggy, dirty, sweaty. Folks, that ain't living. Now, let's go to Andy will come to here. The mask will slip off and he'll get some air. The president today was in the White House with a very important conference on an absolutely essential thing, which is opening the schools. Let's listen to him. He's seated at a fabulous presentation here, and with Melania seated next to him. Oh my gosh, what a treat it is to have. We've never had a first lady with more beauty and elegance. What are the words you can use? She's in a black and white outfit here. So here's what the president has to say today. This is so important. He's helping Melania with her chair, and here he is.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be with everybody, and very importantly, we're at the White House, and there's no place like the White House. And for those of you that this is the first time, I know exactly what you're thinking, because I was here a first time and it's still something I'll never forget. So it's great to have you, and our First Lady and I are pleased to welcome everybody to this wonderful place and discuss the vital importance of safety and reopening America's schools. We want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it. You know, our mortality rate.
There's one group of people the president knows do not want it. He says everybody wants it. Of course, his term everybody includes all good people. All good people, of course, want to reopen our schools. But that doesn't include the demon rats. They don't want to reopen the schools. And the president refers to that fact later in this talk. I hope I find that exact segment. But if I don't, let's listen up.
Is right now at a level that people don't talk about, but it's down tenfold. So you look at deaths are way down from this horrible China virus. And it's a disgrace that it happened. Shouldn't have happened, but it did. And the economy is coming back, and it's coming back strongly. Jobs are setting records. For 2 months ago, they set the record, and then again, almost 5 million new jobs last month, which is a record, and
all time broke
our last record of a month before. So the numbers are happening much faster than anybody anticipated. The stock market, NASDAQ, just hit another record today, and the markets generally are just really a very small amount below where they were at the height of the market when we first had to do this.
This, folks, this is an amazing fact. I know many of you may be like me. You don't have two nickels to rub together, so you don't own any stock, some of you out there. Others among you more fortunate have some investments. But it matters to all of us whether we actually have stocks or not. The stock market is not something just for rich people. If the stock market is booming and is healthy, it is a very, very important gauge of the health life of our whole economy. We'll come right back to that, and we'll come back to the president right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years. Like the show. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played. I found my
thoughts. We're back, folks. And Andy, are you there?
The truth in what she said. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, Andy, I was afraid maybe you passed out. You wearing your mask. I don't recommend wearing the mask while you're listening to my show.
Hey, and so I'm so glad Donald Trump hasn't worn a mask. I only saw him wear a mask once, and that's just awesome. But you know what? I mean, who's really in charge here? Is it Fauci? Is it the World Health Organization? I mean, even
well,
the
now,
CDC.
Yeah, now, Andy, good question. Your last question, I love it. Now, Donald Trump quit the World Health Organization today. Well, he announced that we're out of there. Wonderful. Absolutely. And that's got the liberals are having a conniption over that. A beautiful move by the president. But go ahead, continue your thought.
Well, no. So do you really think, so the COVID virus is whatever it is, but do you think this is actually a a battle between the left and the right. Do you think the coronavirus is just a conniption fit by the left? Is that what you think?
The China, I love what President calls it, the China flu. The China flu is exactly what it was. Now, this is interesting. Somebody mentioned this. One of the listeners to the show called me today at home at 701-317-5317. I love these calls from you folks. And made a very interesting point. This is a Texas listener. And he looked up the death total for the 2017-2018 flu epidemic in Texas. And that flu epidemic, the death total was just shy of 12,000 Texans died of the flu in the winter of 2017-2018. Now, mm-hmm. So hold on to that number, everybody, 12,000. Okay. Now, how many Texans have so far died of the Kung flu? Are you ready? 2,600. 2,600. Not
shut
even.
Shut down to the radio station. Get out of town. Let's move out. We got to go.
Yeah, so this fool, Governor Abbott, this idiot, who's a Republican, what's wrong with him? Donald Trump was the president in 2018 when 12,000 Texans died of the flu. Anthony Fauci was the director of the infectious diseases branch of the CDC. So my question is this, and the caller to our show, or to my, who called me up, he said, James, I was there. I'm a Texan, and I was there during the 2018 flu. And he said, did anybody make any kind of a deal about the flu in 2018? Did anybody talk about it? We were doing this radio show. Did we talk about the flu in 2017 or 2018, ladies and gentlemen? We never mentioned the flu. Nobody gave a rat's ass about the flu. It wasn't in the news. Dr. Fauci wasn't jumping up and down. I mean, you know, all 5'4" of him, you know, when he jumps as high as he can, he comes up to your chin. He wasn't jumping up and down. Why not? Why not? That flu in 2018 was considerably worse than this flu. What changed?
So, can I tell you?
Yeah, what changed is the left figured out that by staging, you know, they've staged hoax after hoax after hoax, coup d'etat attempt against Donald Trump, the Russia hoax, the Ukraine hoax, the bimbo hoax, the impeachment hoax. So here's what they did. You know, you just keep trying, and eventually something will stick. They finally found something that worked. Panic the people, send them into hysteria with a fake health crisis. Get them, and it's worked. It's worked. Fauci, you know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's the premise? It's called money. You don't think Abbott's being paid off to shut your state down right now? I'm in California. I'm supposed to be in.
Governor Abbott. I'll tell you what. To explain Governor Abbott, he's a fool. And here's where if Donald Trump loses on November 3rd, folks, this will be the reason. The left found their vein of gold. They found the weak spot. They found the Achilles heel. For the American people, we're easy to stampede with a health scare. They figured out that with their control of the media, they can get people into a panic. And so they hit the jackpot. Now, our job as patriots is help people. You'll hear me doing it on this radio show. Help people calm down. Calm down, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to die. In the state of New Jersey, how many people have died of the coronavirus in the state of New Jersey under the age of 18? One person. And that guy had a serious other problem, which is why he died. Or he or she. I don't know if it's a he or she. But the governor of New Jersey relayed that fact to Donald Trump when they were talking about opening the schools. And the president's making the point, look, mom and dad out there, Junior is not going to get sick by going to school. There's the flu that was going around your kid's school in 2018 was worse than this one. And this one's already over. So don't worry about your kids going back to school. Now, let me play something for you. I want to play just a little bit for you here. Oh, a whole bunch of people just called. Now, hang on. Stay there, Andy. But we've got, while I wasn't looking, James in Charlotte called, Tom in Utah called, and Gregory in California called. So let me. I don't want to make these people wait forever. Andy, make a statement.
Here we go.
Go.
Let me throw this out here. All I'm saying is that the people are being played, and the people that are putting all these different scenarios on us, this has all been planned out. They're getting money from the government. Look at all the trillions that we just got approved. People are getting paid. Abbott's getting paid. Newsom's getting paid. They're all getting paid big bucks. And that's
okay, I think you're Andy. I think you're right about that. But there's a bigger, more huge motive. Bigger than the money. There's one thing that matters more to the left: power. And defeating power means power means get rid of Donald Trump. And that is their motive. That is all they think about. Andy, thank you very much. Let's go to James in Charlotte. James, you're on the air.
How are we doing tonight, James?
Well, I'm feeling very good that the president did not disappoint today. He was adamant. We are opening our schools, and I'm probably not going to have time to play it, but I have it queued up. Melania. He turned first to Melania for her view on opening the schools, and Melania gave a very brilliant statement of the importance of opening the schools, and she mentioned, let's see, I just took notes here. She said, every bit as important as any other aspect of health is the mental and emotional health of our children. And she said, depriving them of school very deleterious to their emotional and mental health. Very brilliant statement by, now, of course, I'm not a big fan of the public schools, and neither are you, and none of us listening to this show are. But kids being terrified, and that's what's happening. Our population is being terrorized. People are living in fear. This is a very... I heard a brilliant analysis of this on the radio today. I forget the name of the guy who did it. It was a brilliant analysis. We are being terrorized. We are being beaten down. We're being demoralized. We're being isolated. And this is happening to the children. Their whole view, all these young people, their whole view of their future, of life itself, is being poisoned. They're being taught to fear life, to dread the future, and to be hopeless, to feel hopeless. This must end. They need to go back to school and get that sunny American, America first feeling about life that they are being deprived of by the left. But Melania was great, and the president was great. My point is this, you asked the question, how am I feeling? I'm feeling very good because the president did a very good job today of saying, I'm going to lean on the governors, like this dope, this idiot Abbott. Donald Trump is going to lean on these idiots. and he's going to say, you open those schools. And he's going to work on the mayors. He's going to use his very considerable powers as president to get our schools open. It must happen. Now, go ahead with your thought, James.
I can't imagine, you know, being a student in school today. I'm so glad that my daughter is no longer in school. Doesn't have to deal with this.
Yeah, I pulled my son out. I'm homeschooling my son. I hear you.
Well, let me just hit on something I wanted to talk about very briefly, and maybe we can follow up on it some other night. Let me just give you a quick overview, and maybe you and some people listening might want to do some research on it. Are you at all familiar with the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact?
No.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Well, let me tell you something. That is the biggest threat to our election, to our election system that has ever come along. And as you can well imagine, it's being backed by the Democrats. What it is?
Oh yes. Oh I am. I do know. I didn't recognize the name that you gave there. Yes, but go ahead. Explain it to the audience.
Well, what it is, they are pushing to get the states, one by one, to pass laws that will force their electoral voters, the presidential electoral voters, to vote not for the candidate who got the majority of the popular vote, not necessarily the candidate that got the majority of the popular vote in their state, but for the candidate that got the majority of the popular vote nationwide.
Yes.
If it had been in effect in 2016, Hillary would have been awarded the Electoral College vote.
Yes.
And there are 15 states that have already done it. And as you might expect, it's the deep blue, you know, the lineup, California, New York, Massachusetts, Maryland, you know, the usual suspects. There are 15 of them, and the District of Columbia that have already signed on to this.
Yeah, and what they're doing, I always do this, and I apologize, James. What they're effectively doing, folks, the demon rats, these are, you know, the enemy of the people. The demon rats, they recognize that the Electoral College that our founding fathers so wisely put into the Constitution, they need to defeat that. They're going to defeat Trump. They're going to defeat you or any future patriot effort. They have to get rid of the Electoral College. And what they're effectively doing with the initiative that this devious campaign that James just described, they're going for basically a national popular vote that the president will effectively simply be elected by whoever gets the most votes nationwide becomes the president. So in 2016, Hillary, we are told, had 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. She would have won in a landslide. This is typical of the left. They're using every devious means. They're constantly probing, looking for the weak spot, the soft underbelly, something they can, in this case, what James is onto, they can sneak it in. Mr. and Mrs. Average American asleep at the wheel, not realizing that they're on the verge of a communist takeover, maybe that Electoral College is kind of old-fashioned. Maybe it would be cool to just let everybody vote and we'll go with that vote. We've got to wise up. We've got to realize we're in a war. It's a war for our very lives and the lives of our descendants. And we have to fight. And this is what's wonderful about Donald Trump, James. He is smart. He is smart. He understands everything you're saying and then everything that I say and more. He understands. He knows the battle we're in, and he's a tremendous communicator, and he knows that his job is the same as your job, James, which you're executing very well right now. We've got to educate each other. We have to educate each other as to the threat. We have to organize each other. We have to motivate each other. And then we have to hang together as what Donald Trump described as what we are, a movement. We are a movement. Everybody listening to my voice, you're in this movement. And everybody who's voted for Donald Trump just signed up for that movement. And Donald Trump is the leader of that movement right now. And what I'm happy today, as I'm happy every day, because he's not disappointing us. He's not failing us. He's leading the movement. And even, let me just say this, folks, even if Trump loses on November 3rd, he will continue, I am confident, to lead our movement. James, thank you very much. I've run out of time, James. Thank you. And we'll get back to your topic. You raised an important thing. We'll go to Tom in Utah after this break. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change.
Okay, folks, I've got Tom hanging on the line here. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi there, Jim. Hey, James. A friend called me in desperation. He said all cats have been condemned. He said there was some professional on the TV, a doctor, that claims that your dog does not carry COVID or cannot contaminate you with COVID, but your cats do. So I'm shouting out to all the cats and the cats' lovers. Escape while you can. You'll be condemned. You'll be euthanized.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you'll have to put on the damn mask. Tom, let me say, you know, this is about the only topic I'll end up covering on today's show, but it's incredibly important. What the president did today, folks, I haven't really painted the picture well. He held a summit meeting of educators from colleges, high schools, various educational organizations, all of whom are with the president in saying we must reopen the schools. Now, for everybody out there, forget about what you think about public schools, et cetera, colleges, et cetera. That's not the issue here. If the schools don't reopen, America is going to remain locked down. If kids are at home, parents aren't going to be able to go to work. Parents won't have child care, et cetera. America will stay in lockdown. This is what the demon rats want. Schools must reopen. The president recognizes this. He's doing a tremendous job of leading from the saddle at the head of our troops. He is saying he's leading the charge. We're going to reopen the schools. This summit meeting was his marshaling of his forces. He's going to use all his federal power. For example, his administration announced today that any foreign students who are attending U.S. universities, get this, this is how serious he is. Any foreign students in our universities, if that university decides to go online and not reopen physical classes, that student must go home. That student cannot stay in the U.S. He can do his online classes from France or China or Thailand or Vietnam or India. So that was brilliant by the president. And get this, just to show you how demented, how dedicated and organized the Democrats are, and we've got to match their organization, ladies and gentlemen. Harvard University announced today they're not resuming classes in the fall. Can you believe that? Harvard is going online. Why is Harvard doing that? They know they can convene their classes. They know there's no danger. They're smart people. They're doing it because the goal at Harvard is to wreck that 100% left-wing faculty, 99%. Their goal is to wreck the Trump presidency, to get Biden elected. And if that means no classes at Harvard, so be it. This is really serious. This is war, folks. It's going to be very tough to reopen our schools. You need to help. Lean on your local school district. Tell those bastards, open the schools on day one. Hey, everybody, thanks a bunch. We'll see you all in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. So long for now.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.